Now, as the world continues to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus, which was yesterday dubbed COVID-19 by the World Health Organization, one small piece of good news, the Kildare teacher Ben Kavanagh, who was among a number of EU and UK citizens evacuated from the Chinese city of Wuhan 2 weeks ago, has been told that he should be able to leave quarantine in the UK tomorrow. I spoke to him earlier from the centre at Arrow Park Hospital in the Wirral in Liverpool.
That's the plan. As far as I know, as of right now, we're getting out tomorrow, all of us. Well, everyone that came on my plane.
So what's it been like?
It wasn't terrible. It actually flew by. Like, when you say 2 weeks in quarantine, it sounds like a long time, but it really, every other night we played poker and, you know, there's food, breakfast, lunch and dinner, so it really wasn't too bad.
So you had freedom to move around and chat with people. It wasn't like you were in isolation.
Exactly, yeah. So I think some people chose to self-isolate, but the rest of us, we could chat. And so it was less isolating than when I was quarantined in my apartment in Wuhan.
And you had all the tests done then and everything is fine, right?
Should be, yeah, hopefully.
So what happens with you next? I mean, you come home and what do you do then?
Currently, right now, I'm doing online classes for Chinese high school. So I pre-record a lesson on my laptop and then send it to them. So I'm still working, but I'll probably just, you know, go home and see the family and friends and let everyone know I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. And what about returning to China? Is that on your agenda?
It is, but there's obviously, you can't put a date on it yet. So we'll just have to play it by ear when it comes to that.
Just going back to your time in quarantine, which, as you say, is coming to an end. Did everyone settle into it well? I mean, we had some reports of people who were trying to get out.
God, that was complete and utter nonsense. I don't know where that came from. That was just complete fake news. You know, people tried to make the story better than it was. I mean, it was just a lot of people who were just trying to stay healthy in quarantine. That's all it was.
And the community there was very generous.
Oh, brilliant. We received hundreds and thousands of pounds worth of donations. I've got, like, we could only bring about 15 kg worth of stuff back, so I didn't have much clothes, but now I've got plenty of t-shirts and tracksuits that'll do me until I get out anyway.
How many were there with you?
I believe the number I was told is 83, but obviously I haven't seen 83 people because, like I said, a lot are self-isolating.
I heard you in interviews from Wuhan and you were weighing up whether or not to leave. I mean, given what's happened since and the spread of the virus, do you feel you've made the right decision?
Yes, with the passing days, it does seem to look like leaving was a good option. But I always said I wouldn't have done it unless there was this quarantine on the other side, just so we can't spread it more so than it's already spreading.
Okay, but you're not ruling out a return to China?
Oh, not at all. I'll definitely be going back.
Ben Kavanagh there, hoping to leave quarantine in Liverpool tomorrow and return home to Kildare safe and sound.